Hi, this is Ray Martinez, and welcome to my podcast again this week. Today we're talking about Jesus' teaching on orphans. Orphans are among the most valuable or vulnerable in Jesus' time, and he has a heart for them. And we'll explore what Jesus says about orphans. Our scripture reading today is from John chapter 14, verses 18 through 20. I'll read that out of the New Living Translation. And it says, "No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." Boy, that you can't get anything closer than that, right? Jesus' teaching on orphans is really important because God cares for orphans. And we read that, as we just did in the verse, particularly verse 18, "I will not leave you orphaned." That's really key. We should care for orphans is another second point. James 1:27 says, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God, the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their distress." Jesus teaches that caring for orphans is an important part of living out our faith. The words of the Bible call God's people to actively pursue meeting the needs of children who have been orphaned, and a great place to start is through prayer. A third quick point, we should welcome orphans. In Matthew 25, verse 40, Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Jesus teaches that when we welcome and care for orphans, we are caring for him. But when we mistreat them or do something wrong to them, that's what you're doing to Jesus. Is that the kind of heavy burden you want on your chest? John chapter 14, verse 28 says, "You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, and for the Father is greater than I." Early in the Old Testament, we see how essential the care of children who have been orphaned is to God. And from the establishment of the church in the New Testament, that priority remains evident. Psalm 68, verse 5, "A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling." God is the loving father of all children who have been orphaned. When you read that verse, that 68 verse 5, "Father of the fatherless and protector of the widows is God in his holy habitation." His aim is to show orphans mercy, care, and protection. And because these waiting children are essential to him, they should be essential to us in his church. I'm going to go on with a few more verses that we can ponder. If we look at Psalms 146, verse 9, "The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked." In Job 29, verse 12, "Because I rescued the poor who cried for help, and the fatherless who had none to assist them." These verses make it evident that the fatherless are a great concern. Exodus 22, verse 22 says, "Do not take advantage of the widow or the fatherless." We can't abuse these children. And yet we have a responsibility to care for them, even if they're not our own. And how do we participate in that? Look at Psalms 10, verse 14 and verse 18. I'll read them together. "But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless." See, he's saying that the fatherless are victims. In verse 18, "Defending the fatherless and the oppressed so that mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror." Justice is a fundamental part of God's character. And as we are shown in the Bible, that even one child does not know the love of a family is a great injustice. And there are millions of children living in this reality. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 18, it says, He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourners, giving him food and clothing. That's a strong phrase. He executes justice for who? The fatherless. Well, let's think about this. Were there not heroes in the Bible that were orphans? Let's take, for example, in Esther, the book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 7. Mordecai had a cousin named Hadassah, whom he had brought up because she had neither father nor mother. So he took on an orphan. This young woman, who was also known as Esther, was described as beautiful. Mordecai had taken her as his own daughter when her father and mother died. And the biblical book named after her, Esther, is a young Jewish woman living in the Persian dispersion where the Jewish people lived or were dispersed to. She finds favor with the king, becomes queen, and risks her life to save the Jewish people from destruction when the court official Haman persuades the king to authorize a massacre against all the Jews of the empire. Now here's an orphan girl that's going to take on a task to try to save the Jewish people. When you look at her character and who she is, she's, number one, she's remarkably beautiful and pleasing. Secondly, she was humble and polite. And third, she was wise. Fourth, she was submissive and obedient. And lastly, she was concerned about the people around the king, the Jewish nation. So she had a heart, she had a passion, and God was using her. God put that heart and that passion in her mind. Moses was left as an orphan when he was sent down the river. Remember how that happened? He went to a foreign country and they adopted him and raised him, and he became a bright and educated person. Samuel was given up for adoption to the church for the service to the Lord. Yes, that makes him an orphan. And he's the guy, if you remember, that was asleep at night as a young boy and he heard the voice of God. And he thought it was Levi speaking. And Levi said, the next time you hear that voice, answer and say, yes, Lord, I am here. As you well know, Samuel became a great prophet. Joseph, in the Old Testament, was orphaned by his brothers and sold into slavery to be raised by another family. But he became a great leader for the purpose of saving Israel. When you think about what happened and read that story. In the final analysis, when Joseph reveals himself to his brothers, you can read it in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. His brothers were scared that he was going to get revenge on them. And Joseph tells them, no, no, what you intended bad, God made good. So God had a purpose in his life. And Joseph knew that. If you read the story about Joseph, you don't read anything about him complaining about the different circumstances he was in and why he was thrown into jail. He didn't complain. He knew God had a purpose. Personally, I was raised in an orphanage until I was 5 years old, where my adoptive parents chose me out of hundreds of kids in our orphanage. That in itself is a miracle. That's God's selection process at work, because he had a purpose. The orphanage I was in, Colorado State Orphanage for Neglected and Dependent Children, started in 1894 approximately and closed around 1972. During that time, they processed over 30,000 children. But my parents adopted me and raised me to become a law enforcement officer and to be the future mayor of Fort Collins. They didn't know that, but God did. He had a place for me and a purpose in life. In fact, the book of Isaiah says that God knew us before we were born. And God has a purpose for all orphans. We just need to listen to his calling. So what can we learn from what Jesus is teaching? Well, God cares for the orphans. And we should remember that God cares for orphans and is present with them even in their most difficult moments. Secondly, we should care for the orphans. We should strive to care for orphans in our communities, whether through adoption, fostering, or supporting organizations that serve them. Third, we should welcome orphans. We should welcome and love orphans as we would welcome and love Jesus himself. recognizing their inherent worth and value. When the state orphanage I was in was planning on transitioning kids into the public school system, parents in the public school system were mortified. They wrote letters to the editor complaining that they would be no good for their kids, they would turn their kids into criminals, and that the kids in the orphanage were just bad people, that they should not be integrated with the school. Isn't that amazing? That is really contrary to what Jesus is teaching about for us to care for the orphans. From the beginning, God was very concerned about the fatherless. I like what Jeremiah chapter 7 verses 5 through 7 says. If you really change your ways and your actions and deal with each other justly, if you do not oppress the foreigners, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not follow other gods to your own harm, then I will let you live in this place, in the land I gave your ancestors forever and ever. Notice how their living in the promised land was conditional. He said, deal with each other justly. Secondly, don't oppress the foreigners, the fatherless, or widows. Third, don't shed innocent blood. And lastly, don't follow other gods to your own harm. Very conditional. God said, you can have this land, but I want you to behave, and I want you to take care of the orphans and the widows. You may have heard of George Mueller, but alongside his first wife, Mary, he began caring for orphans in Bristol, in England, in 1832. Orphans during this time experienced terrible hardship and poor living conditions back in those days. One of the most well-known stories of Mueller's faith involves the time when he trusted God to provide the orphans with breakfast one morning. He was out of food. Nothing was available for the children to eat, but Mueller and the children prayed with empty plates. Soon after, a nearby baker brought bread to the orphanage where he was managing the kids, stating how God had laid a burden upon his heart to bring fresh bread. It was while they were praying. A little time after, the milkman arrived, asking if the orphans could use fresh milk since his truck had broken down. God had provided the orphans with breakfast. And that truck ironically broke down right by the orphanage. George Mueller's life demonstrates the truth of James 5:16. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. This preacher had a rich prayer life that stemmed from his strong faith in Jesus Christ, and the Lord showed himself to be faithful. Throughout its history, the Ashley Down Orphanage that Mueller started helped to care for around 18,000 children. Jesus' teaching about orphans reminds us of their vulnerability and the importance of caring for them. May we have a heart for orphans, strive to care for and welcome them into our communities, and recognize their value as beloved children of God. I was raised in the orphanage until age 5, when my adoptive parents brought me home to Fort Collins and claimed me as their own. There is a huge difference between living in the Colorado State Orphanage for neglected and dependent children and living in your own room with a closet. God made room for me because He had a plan. According to the Adoption and Foster Care Analysis and Reporting System, as of 2020, there were approximately 424,000 children in foster care in the United States. It is important to note that not all children in foster care lived in orphanages. They may also live with foster families or in group homes. Although it's difficult to quantify, roughly 20,000 children age out of foster care each year. This means they are now legally adults without ever finding a family through adoption. That alone saddens me. Everyone wants to identify with a family. We should not view caring for orphans and widows as simply a command from God we must fulfill, or else. There is tremendous blessing in serving and standing up for orphans and widows, in considering what our attitude should be towards the orphans and widows around us. It is helpful to remember that all of us were adopted into God's family through Jesus Christ. Read that in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. I want you to have a blessed day, but while you're having a blessed day, pray for the orphans. Bless them by at least praying and maybe finding a way how you can help someone or a family that's in an orphanage somewhere. God bless you.